Masechta Sukkah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. And now we start getting into a little bit more details. Mitzvah Lulav Ketzad, how was the Mitzvah Lulav done? Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag Shechol Liyos B'Shabbos. On the first day of Yom Tov that fell out on Shabbos. So remember, even though it was Shabbos, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would still take the Lulav in Esrog. So previously we talked about how it was done by bringing your Lulav before Shabbos to Shul. Now we're going to talk about how it was done at the Beis HaMikdash. Meilichin es lulvehen laharabayis. Before Shabbos, everybody would bring their lulav to the harabayis. The hachazanin and the attendants who were there, mekablin mehen, they would take the lulav from them. V'sodrin oisan, and they would arrange them al gav ha'itztava, on top of benches. And these were benches that were arranged inside the harabayis, but I believe outside of the Beis HaMikdash. V'hazakenim, and the elders, menichin eshalahem belishka, they didn't leave their lulavs with everybody else on the benches outside. They actually had a chamber for the elders. As we'll see, this was kind of important for the elderly. Umalam de moisam leimar, and so Bezdin would tell everybody to say, kol mi shemagia lulavi biyadai, anybody who gets my lulav, harehu lai v'matana. It should belong to him as a matana, because of course you have to have ownership of the lulav you're doing the mitzvah with. But, as we'll see, there was no way of knowing which lulav you would get. Lamachar, the next day, mashkimin, they would get up early, uva, and they would come to the harabayas. The hachazanin and the attendants, zarkin oisam lefnam, they would throw the lulavim in front of them. The hemachatvin, everybody would just grab them. Umakin ishes chavere, and as one could imagine, this led to people hitting each other. Ukishiro vezdin shebo lide sakana, and so when the bezdin saw that this was getting dangerous, hiskinu shehe kol echad ve'echad naitel v'vesei. They were masakin, they instituted that, you know what, don't bring your lulav and esrog to the harabayis, keep it at home, take your lulav and esrog at home and do the mitzvah there, don't come to the harabayis where it's just going to lead to chaos. Mishnah, and now we'll finally talk about the mitzvah arava. Mitzvah sarava ketzad. How was this mitzvah of the arava done? Makam haya lamata Yerushalayim. There was this place below Yerushalayim, v'nikra Maitza, and it was called Maitza. Yardin l'sham, the shluchei bezin would go down there, umalakten misham, murbiyos shel arava, and they would gather from there really, really long branches of arava, and these were at least 11 amas long. Uvan, and they would come, v'zaikvin oisam b'tzidei ha-mizbeach. And how do we know they were 11 amas? Because they would stand them up next to the sides of the mizbeach, v'rashehem, and their tops, kafufin al-gabe ha-mizbeach. They would bow over the top of the mizbeach. And so they knew they must be 11 amas if they were going to be so tall as to be bent over the top of the mizbeach. Taku v'heiriu v'saku. They would blow a tekiah and a teruah and a tekiah. The Rambam says this was done with trumpets, both while there was a procession bringing in the Aravos, and while the Aravos were being stood up next to the Mizbeach. B'chol yom, every day, makifin em se Mizbeach pa'amachas, they would make one hakafa around the Mizbeach, v'aymrim, and they would say, Ana Hashem Hashia na, Ana Hashem Hatzlicha na. Rabbi Yehuda though says, they would say, Ani v'hoi Hashia na. And this phrase, Ani v'hoi, is either two of the Shemes HaMefarshim that are hidden from the 72 names, or it's a phrase with the same meaning a gematria as Ana Hashem. V'oisei hayayim, and that day, makifin es ha-mizbeach sheva pa'amim. That day, we're referring to a Shana Rabbah, they would go around the mizbeach 7 times, and this was in memory of Yerichai, when they would go around the city of Yerichai 7 times before the walls came tumbling down. B'shas b'tirosan mahein ayrim, when they left, what would they say? And it's not clear if this is when they left every day after they did the hakafa, or if this was just after the final hakafa san hashav and rabba. But in any event, what did they say? Yoifiloch mizbeach, yoifiloch mizbeach. Beauty is yours, mizbeach, beauty is yours. Rabbi Eliezer says that what they would say is, l'ka v'loch mizbeach, to Hashem and to you the mizbeach, l'ka v'loch mizbeach, to Hashem and to you the mizbeach. And these were phrases that were meant in praise of the Mizbeach in one way or another.